B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ah, 11:30 across the Delaware Valley. Coming up, I want to ask you about an epiphany about something, but it's nothing to do with sports. All right, I'm curious, and then the other thing too is, what's going to happen over the holidays? I'm kind of worried about it. I love the holidays, man. So I got a question because I'm a little worried about it. Don't forget, our 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Now, speaking of engagements, there was a great wedding that happened this past weekend. We got blessed with beautiful weather, and it was a perfect day for our man to send his lovely daughter into marriage. That's right, on the Comcast Business Hotline, D-Gun, congratulations.
Man, thank you, man. Five times this year we tried to have this wedding since they shut the country down in March. And, you know, you couldn't have asked for a better day in November. 76 degrees, outdoor wedding. We had it at Waterworks. Phenomenal venue.
My buddy got married there. That's beautiful.
Let me tell you something. Those people pamper you. They take care of you. You don't have to ask for anything, man. From the cocktail hour appetizers to the main course, 10, 12 different desserts. And, you know, the best part about it was after the pastor said, I now pronounce you man and wife, you know, there were so many people walking around, walking with their dogs, sitting on the grass in the surrounding area. And all of a sudden you hear this loud cheer and applaud erupt, and you see people taking videos and pictures. I'm like, you can't write a better script for a wedding, man.
Oh, my God, that's fabulous. And how about the backdrop? Is there on a perfect day Oh, my God, it's beautiful. It's one of the great places of the city.
Oh, my goodness. They took pictures ground level. They went up on the hillside and got pictures as well. I can't wait to see the pictures. And of course, you know, this is the second 3 years.
Now you're
blood banks for the next 10 years.
You cut out on us. You said that was your second wedding in the land. Are you serious?
The second wedding in less than 3 years. Oh. I'll be donating blood to the blood bank for the next 10 years.
Oh my God. God bless you, brother. That's beautiful too. You know, it's funny because you could have been on the Sixers uniforms looking out at Boathouse Row. There's D Gunn. I love it, man. It's such a beautiful area. That's wonderful, man. That's God bless you, buddy. That's fantastic.
Well, I'm so happy for him. You know, he comes from a great family. Love the family. He's an awesome young man. And I couldn't ask for a better. You know, one of the things that I said when I spoke was, the only thing I've ever wanted for my girls is somebody to love them unconditionally and to be their life partners for life, not temporarily, for life. And I think she found her perfect soulmate in regard. For anything better.
That's great, D-Gon. God bless
Thank
you and
you,
your
man.
Family, man. That's a joyous, joyous occasion. That's awesome.
Thank
man.
You, brother.
Were you like Steve Martin, father of the bride?
It's funny. Andrew asked me, how many times did I cry during the wedding? I said, hey, I'm D-Gon. I don't cry. Of course, he goes, yeah, okay, you don't cry. You know, yeah, at the waterworks. There were some waterworks, couple of times there, you know, because, you know, anybody who has a daughter, man, when you're about to give her to somebody else, you know, all these memories come back to you from the time she took the first step, uttered her first words, started reading. You know, all these memories just start, you know, one after the other, you know.
Do me a favor. Your phone is cutting out.
Really?
Yeah. Can you call us right back? I don't want to disturb the conversation. So call us right back. Now, and this is something. Again, my kids are young, right? So get D-Gun back, Andrew. My kids are young, So they're little, you know, they're little boys, right? So I can't imagine them as adults. Like, I can't imagine. Like, he's talking about having the little girl takes the step, and now he's giving her up to marriage. Like, I can't even fathom that. And it's funny. I want them to stay as little guys, right? Like, to stay this age. Let me enjoy, you know, you play Little League. That's it. All right? You playing your little youth basketball games. Like, I that piece of it, as a dad, I want them to stay young, D-Gun. My little guys, my oldest just turned 11, and I was like, oh, my God. You know, it's funny.
Hey, man, time flies by so fast. You know, it's funny, when you're kids, your parents always tell you, when you get older, mark my words, time just flies by. And sure enough,
yeah,
you know, time just is just flying by, man. But, yeah, you know, I'm enjoying it to the fullest, the best as I can.
Good man, good man. All right, to business at hand, D-Gun, I had an epiphany. And yeah, when it comes to Doug and Carson, and, you know, I'll reiterate it quickly for you. One, I think both guys are good guys. I don't think Doug is trying to do a disservice to Carson. I don't think there's anything nefarious going on. I don't think Carson is usurping Doug as his coach. I just look at these two guys, and I know that Doug comes from Kansas City, where he learned to be an offensive coach, a play caller, everything else, with Alex Smith as his quarterback, with a quarterback who gets the ball out, with a quarterback who's a system guy, running the West Coast. Nick Foles did that for him, get the ball out, run the system, call our RPOs. And Carson is just not that quarterback. He is more Patrick Mahomes. He is more creative. And I think he needs a different type of coach who can nurture him, stamp out some of the bad habits, but also not squash his creativity. Thus, I just don't think these two guys are meant for each other.
You know, I'm inclined to agree with everything you just said, but as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, but Carson was that guy just a few years ago.
Okay.
He ran the offense the way they wanted the offense run.
So what happened? But remember, remember, that few years ago was 2017. And in that few years, we go back to the Reich factor. Where did Frank Reich help Doug out the most? Red zone and game script.
Yep.
And
no question,
that helped Carson have success. That, and there was no tape, right? He was doing it. Like, that was new. You're facing defenses. You're facing those teams, and that was all new. So what happens when you have success, all of a sudden, that is tape on you, and now your offense needs to evolve. And so I think that's easily explainable by Reich and no tape. And here we are years later, and it's stunted.
Well, there's a lot of validity in what you're saying. If that is the case, Doug needs to streamline the playbook and cater it more to Carson's strengths. You know, you don't want a corral. When you have a thoroughbred, you don't want to keep a thoroughbred in a corral. Thoroughbred needs to do what he does to be the best that he can be. And that's why I've said time and time again on your show and in other platforms, let Carson do what Carson did to get to the NFL level. Let him get out there. You know, let him float outside. I mean, you can't make him a pocket passer. He is not a pocket passer. You know, I think he's at his best as we've seen when he's on the move, throwing on the move. We still have some things that you have to get rid of with Carson. Get rid of the football. Live to see another play. You know, don't stand back there patting the ball as long as you have been. Don't take the unnecessary shots. For whatever reason, we can't seem to get that out of Carson's mind right now. And when he stands at the podium and tells you, I'm going to continue to be aggressive, I'm going to continue to try to make plays, well, every time he said that the following week, all of a sudden something negative happens. So, you know, somewhere along the line, whether Press Taylor combined with Doug, you have to find a way to streamline that offense.
Yeah, that's not happening.
To cater more to its strengths.
It's not streamline. It's the opposite. It's to make it, well, it's to, look, Brett Favre said it. Doug runs a simple offense. It's a West Coast simple offense.
A variation of a West Coast offense, right?
That needs to be run by a system quarterback, which is not Carson.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And so I don't know that he's got the capacity. It takes you got to be a really brilliant guy. So it's not a slight on Doug, but Andy Reid is one of the bright minds in the history of the game. And
right.
he was able to do it with Patrick Mahomes, but also he had weapons around him. Right? Like there was all that stuff. And yeah, you know what? Is that an excuse going forward for Wentz? No, because you like Fulgham, but not like Fulgham just dropped out of the sky a couple weeks ago, right?
Exactly.
Like, so there is a lot of validity, and all that stuff and all those struggles and all that angst messes with a player's head. And so you see a guy who's half shell-shocked, right, who comes out there. He's still trying to make plays. Can I get rid of the ball? The whole thing. And I just think Doug is a lot like Brett Brown with the Sixers and Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
If that is the case, if this continues on the course it's on, then one of them has to go.
Well, that's my epiphany.
And it's going to be interesting. Now, who is the one that would go? Sometimes I think Jeffrey Lurie is loyal to a fault. To people surrounding him. I thought he kept Andy Reid here a couple of years too long. You know, you look at how long Joe Banner had been with him before that went sour. Howie Roseman, look how long he's been here. Jeffrey is going to have to sit down and analyze this thing like he's never done before moving forward, because I do believe you're going to have a change, significant change in personnel for 2021. And if that means you have to get younger, because of cap restraints, you know, does that mean you move in a different direction with your coaches as well? Because, you know, Carson, I can't see Carson not being here in 2021. Now, beyond 2021, really? I don't know. If he continues on the course he's on now, let's say he continues this for the next 8 games, and if it doesn't get any better in 2021, if we continue to see this up and down, Carson,
yeah, see,
what are you going to do?
I don't think he's going to be here next year.
Really?
I don't know. Here's why. Because I do think, listen, you're talking about bright guys. Like, they should be able to see what's going on here. Right? You got to see it. Doug and Carson don't fit. You got to make a choice. Otherwise, you're spinning your wheels. Either you go get a big-time, young, brilliant offensive coordinator, which I don't think Doug wants. I think he wants more. Look, he's got the title. There's no strength around him in the coaching staff. It's the opposite of the Doc Rivers coaching staff.
No question. I mean, there's really right now nobody to challenge Doug on that coaching staff.
And then Hurts is here.
But I think in terms of moves, that's yet to be determined. I think we will have a definitive conversation after these final 8 games. I don't know. I feel that Carson's going to be here in 2021. You know, and here's the reason why. You look at the inconsistencies of Howie's draft picks for forever. Can you imagine? And he knows how this city will come down on him if they just say goodbye to Carson after 2020. Now, you eat crow and you move on. But can you imagine him basically admitting we made a mistake with Carson, or we made a mistake? I mean, you know.
And here's the thing. If Hurts wasn't here, I would agree with you.
We don't even know if Hurts is an NFL caliber quarterback.
Listen, you're speaking to the choir. I'm a Carson guy. To me, if you ask me, if I was Jeff Lurie, I get a new coach. I would go get a guy and say, Doug, I love you, and I will always be fond in my heart, but maybe you go elsewhere with your system, and I go get myself a real offensive guy that could fix Wentz. But again, I also wouldn't have taken Jalen Hurts in the second round. Exactly. I would have gave him a more seasoned veteran, something, some more help other than late round wide receivers. Like, I get Rager, but still, they needed a whole cast of characters.
I tell you, there could be a telling sign when you listen to Doug when he was asked, what did you think about Brett Favre's comments? And the first two times he says, I respect Brett Favre's opinion. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Why didn't you say first answer what it took you three answers to say? Carson is our guy. That's
right.
His opinion. Wait a minute. You took three answers to get to that conclusion. Why? You're smart enough to know that you can set off a powder keg by your answer. He says, oh, I respect Brett's opinion. I haven't talked to Brett, but I respect his opinion. You just opened Pandora's box in terms of what you really think about your current franchise quarterback.
Yeah, and here's the problem, is that it took Rob Motti to bail him out.
Exactly.
I mean, what if Rob Motti doesn't ask that question? The NovaCare complex is burning today.
Exactly.
I mean, are you kidding me? Listen, the first time, he's a little clumsy, the whole thing. But the second time, Les Bowen gives it to him on a silver platter. So, Doug, let me get this straight. You know, and listen, I just think, Les was just looking for clarification, right? Like, it was perfect the way he phrased the question. It was like, Doug, this is what Brett said. He wanted Foles. I'm assuming that's not what you think, but, like, tell me. And he still didn't go there, which is mind-boggling to me.
And then he says the third time, don't put words in my mouth that we have a problem. No, you created the problem.
I know. What are you talking about?
The first two times. You created the problem, not the media, not the fan base. You created the problem.
I know. And it's the easiest of all answers. Carson's going to prove Brett wrong. Yeah, Brett's my buddy. I love him. I disagree with him. Carson's my guy. He's going to show Brett that we made the right decision.
All you had to say. That's all you had to say. But now you've left a lot of speculation out there in terms of what you actually think of the guy running your offense right now. And you know how we are. We're going to run with it.
Well, that's not about running with it. It's obvious. So, like,
I get it.
And here's the other thing, too. If you're not quick enough on your feet to think to lie, even if you don't feel that way, knowing that it's best for your football team in the middle of the season, then I question whether or not you can lead the football team.
Well, we're going to see if Jeffrey Lurie questions that as well. Because I think, considering where this team has been the first eight games, these final eight games are the perfect scenario to find out what they need and what they need to get rid of moving forward in 2021.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Listen, God bless you and your family. We got Sunday, the pregame show right here. You and B West and Devon, the Gun on One podcast. We're back in action after the bye.
Yeah, I had Brandon Graham on this week for Gun on One.
Love it.
If you saw my Twitter post, three times we had to stop because he had a food delivery, furniture delivery, and his phone kept dying. So if you don't listen to the audio podcast, check it out on our YouTube channel. And coming up next Monday, we have the one and only DJ Jazzy Jeff. There is no bigger Philadelphia sports fan.
Baby, I love it.
There is no bigger sports fan in Philadelphia than DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I love it.
I've known him for years. And so we're going to have some fun on Monday talking about a lot of different things.
I love it, brother. That's awesome. Well, I'll be listening for sure, man. Thank you, brother.
All right, brother.
Take it easy, D-Gon.
All right, man. You guys have a great day.
You too, buddy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.